In Spanish, ánimo means encourage. It's also what Anita Mavatsafy came up with when she combined the three letters of her first name and the two letters of her last name to choose a name for the multicultural society she established. Mavatsafy, a 20-year-old resident of North Shore, is in her third year of political science studies at UBC. Although she was born in Canada, Mavatsafy said she is well aware of the discrimination immigrants may face when they arrive. ánimo was officially launched around July 2023. Before that, Mavatsafy began volunteering with a local nonprofit organization. However, as a young person working in the sector, she noticed a lack of a youth-to-youth model for immigrant, refugee, and youth communities. It was mainly adults who were dictating these programs for youth. I thought it would be a lot more impactful in its own way if there was a youth-to-youth model, someone who knew and was a youth firsthand. That's what inspired me to establish ánimo. The purpose of the society is to provide services for immigrant, refugee, and minority youth and cultivate meaningful community connections rooted in inclusion. The society also aims to provide a space for learning and teaching equity, diversity, and anti-racism principles. Mavatsafy and her 15-year-old sister recently conducted a 4-week youth leadership program through ánimo. It felt like a dream come true, she recalls. Reaching out to the North Vancouver District Public Library's youth department was a significant moment for me. When I received the email with the poster featuring my face, the logo, and details about the leadership program, I felt like I made it. It was like my Oscar-winning moment, she explained. The program, held at Library, was a collaboration effort focused on teaching leadership skills rooted in equity, diversity, and inclusion. The core participants were 14 to 18 from various ethnic backgrounds, including minorities, immigrants, and refugees. Mavatsafy said she considering hosting a women's gala in the spring. She believes she has gained valuable lessons through her experience and journey with ánimo. I think everything is a learning moment. Every single thing is a learning moment, and yeah, that's my biggest thing. Stay persistent, and don't take things personally, she added. Mavatsafy hopes ánimo will continue to grow and evolve in the future, becoming very self-sufficient. I want it to attract people on its own and be sustainable in the long run. When I turn 30, I won't be able to run this youth-to-youth model. Maybe I'll do administrative work, but I want youth to step up, come in, and cultivate this network across generations, passing it on to one another. I want it to stay fresh, she said. When asked what advice she would give other young people passionate about making a difference in their communities, she said the most important thing is gaining experience. I started my nonprofit eventually, but I owe a lot to the experiences and connections I gained from working with the local nonprofit. So, start volunteering. Focus on organizations that align with your goals. Take the leap once you have some experience and feel financially and mentally prepared. I was 19 when I decided to start my nonprofit, and although things progressed slowly, I'm proud of what we have achieved so far and the youth involvement, she said. Create a strong foundation, gather information, and then take the leap. Just do it, and you'll find your way. Hamid Jafari is a Vancouver-based freelance journalist who writes about the Iranian community in Canada, art, culture, and social media trends. His work for the North Shore News is supported by New Canadian Media. It's Hamid Jafari at gmail.com.